Hey, welcome to Church Media HQ, where we equip church leaders to impact their church and their city through the power of communication. My name is Matt Lecron. I'm with Bo Snyder here, and today we are going to talk about communication and everything that we do in our church communicates.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Church Media HQ. If you are new to the podcast, last week we started talking about different types of communication. If you have not listened to those, I would highly recommend going back and listening to those just so you are you're up to speed with us here. And Luke, the creator, he came up with those concepts. And this is nothing that is new, but what we do is apply it to churches and really make it come to life so church leaders can go, oh, that actually does apply to me. Because as Matt will tell you, way too many church leaders do not understand that marketing, outreach, these kinds of things apply to churches just as much as it does any kind of business. So we're just going to get right into this. And once again, if you have not listened to part one and two of communication culture, go back, listen to those, and then come back. And we're gonna give you kind of the actual where the rubber hits the road kind of tips we can apply. Once again, before was all the philosophy, the concept, and now we're gonna say, okay, this is what you can actually start doing at your church. So, Matt is the guy that when it comes to communication, Matt is the head designer here at Must Increase, and everything he does, everything he creates, it's not as simple as I just created a banner or a church outreach card or something like that. Everything he does saying, what am I trying to communicate with this piece of material, whatever it is? And that can apply to absolutely everything in your church, both physical and digital. And when we're talking about those things, we can, and we're going to go over these here in just a minute, but just to kind of give you an idea, we're talking about everything from your website, to signage outside, to physical things like your welcome center and your church auditorium. All kinds of everything is communicating something. And once again, if you remember, Luke talked about last week, you might not think they are communicating, but they are, whether you realize it or not. So here's where we're going to just dive in and say, hey, here are some things you can look at specifically and hopefully try to fix them and apply these tools to each part of the church. So Matt, you want to start out with physical things or digital things? What do you want to go with first?
Well, I can get into the physical thing. but one thing I want to talk about is one problem that churches have is they don't like the word marketing. Marketing seems very business and corporate. But really, all that means is how you talk about your church. How does it perceived by the person behind that door in that house, the person you talk to at the grocery store? Whether you give them a track or just simply invite them to church, you are marketing. So that's the most simplistic definition. And so whether or not you want to or like it, you are marketing your church in every way. So what Bo was talking about is physically, when they pull onto your property, right, is your lawn taken care of? Are things clean? As they walk into the door of your church, are the floors clean? Is everything in its place? Are your greeters there? All that is saying something about your church and how much you care about it. And essentially that is marketing. So I like to give an example about how our church lobby, when someone comes into our church lobby, we would not want it to be messy, right? We wouldn't want, obviously there'd be trash or bulletins all over the ground or just random boxes in the corner. We want to make sure it's clean. Our classrooms are clean, the auditorium is clean, because we know that we want them to know that we care about this church. It's a house of God. So just like in a physical world, we want to make sure our church lobby is clean, right? We need to make sure our print and our digital pieces are up to date and clean as well. We want to make sure that it communicates the right message. Now, like mentioned before, Luke talked about in a recent podcast how some churches think, well, our church congregation understands, or our area is not a big deal. No one notices, you know, our outdated graphics. And the thing is, they do. They may not say it, but internally, when we see something that doesn't look good, or it looks like it was designed 10, 15 years ago, internally, what it says to us is this person doesn't care about the message. You know, this person didn't spend much time or effort into investing in their graphics. And so that's where we want to come alongside you, just like maybe someone would come and help you clean your lobby and make it look nice, put decor up. We want to come alongside you and help you with that area of your church, the digital and print material. So that's kind of, I think, what we do as a
right. And there's increase. And there's some, and like you just said, we concentrate a little bit more on the digital. I guess physical would be some things if we actually do, you know, make banners and things like that. But you have to realize is, once again, the title of this is Everything Communicates Something. And if you think about it, every place you've ever gone, whether it's an impression about a building, a person, whatever it is, the first impression is a lasting impression. There are things, churches that I've visited, one of the very first things that I see, I remember about that church, whether it is something physical or digital. So every one of these things, it might seem insignificant all by itself, but actually put together as a whole is the entire message or what you're communicating of your ministry, your whole church, whatever it is. So even if you could, and you probably should prioritize, like, hey, maybe this is the first thing I should look at, do not ignore any of them, because all of them really are part of that larger message,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
So let's get into the two of the things. We're going to talk about the digital ways that we communicate and then the physical ways.
Let's talk about a website.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually put in my notes here. I lose the number off the top of my head, but I think it's 70 to 80% of people, they'll visit your church website before they actually visit your church physically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think of it as a website is a church's front door, so to speak. And there's so many things. Once again, I just said, you know, the first impression. Looking to this culture of communication, what are some things that churches are – we'll do it two ways. What are some things that churches are leaving out of their websites, and what are some things that people are doing right? Whatever way you want to take that, because I know you can talk about both. Because a lot of times we have a thing, oh, we're just going to say everything that's wrong with your website. But a lot of people are doing it correctly. So let's highlight a couple things when it comes to website, because website is very, very important in our time. So let's talk about that.
Things that I've seen that some churches are doing right are obviously they're putting pictures up of their church. Like people want to see what the church auditorium looks like, your lobby looks like, what the people look like, because then it helps them to know, like, okay, how does this church dress? Are they more casual? Or are they more traditional? So they feel a little more comfortable when they come to your church. So definitely you want to use pictures of your church on your website. You know, if you have a church Facebook, on your Facebook is a good place for that. That's a little more casual. So definitely use pictures of your church. Now, the one thing I would say not to do that I see a lot is when they have a church website, at the very top of their website, the first thing you think of is, let's put a picture of the building of our church. So that way people know what our building looks like. And that sounds good, but when people are scamming through sites looking for a church in their area, and they see a building, people don't engage or connect with that type of picture. What you want on the top of your website are pictures of people in your church. Maybe a picture in your lobby at maybe your guest service table, or a picture of a service, maybe a singing or preaching. So that way people know what to expect. So I think one big takeaway I would say for our audience listening is at the top of your website, use a picture of your church, but not the outside. Use a picture of the inside to show what people can expect. And then another thing I think that's important about the website is at the top, you know, you have like basically a one-liner. Some people might say like welcome home, or some people might put just their church name in the city. And those are okay, but the thing is people are, like I said, they spend like 3 to 5 seconds on your website, so you really want to catch them. And, you know, I'm not putting down people who have welcome home. I get their messaging.
Sure.
But I think it's more important to be direct. What is your purpose, right? As a church, we're here to connect you with Jesus.
Right.
So come up with a short one-liner that gives value to the person looking at that site of what will happen if they go to your church. Something like connecting you with Jesus, or finding a family that cares and loves you, something like that. I think that gives value to the person reading it, not just your own internal vision.
Right. And I'm gonna back up just a little bit, just so we stay, you know, applying with what Luke was talking about, and just giving examples. Is very first thing we talked about was non-existent communication. In our opinion here at Must Increase and Church Media HQ, If you do not have a website, that is one of the worst forms of non-existent communication you can have. There have been many times where I've heard about something, whether it's a place, a church, you know, some kind of activity. If I cannot find a website for it, in my mind as a millennial, it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
it's like I am never ever going to go check out something that I cannot, you know, physically see on my phone or on a computer. Yeah. This is what I've heard it said before. A lot of people, they want to experience something digitally before they go see it physically, which is very odd. So that would be an example. If you do not have a church website, you know, maybe you're a church, a new church planner, one of the most important things you can do is get a website built, even if it's simple. Something simple is better than not there at all, because a website is something you cannot afford to have non-existent communication there. Anything to add to that before I kind of move on? I was going to give an example.
No, completely agree. If I don't see a website, you wonder, you know, how old are they?
Exactly.
You know, and you wonder they're not relevant. And that kind of would lead us right into our next digital asset. Is that where we want to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I think our next thing that some churches know they need, but it does take a lot of work. There's some fear in it. It's like, what do I post? It's social media, right? Everyone's on social media. That's where people are hanging out digitally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just like kind of what people would do is they go door knocking because that's where the people are.
Sure.
Like the digital door knocking, I would say, is social media. Yeah. We have social media, but most of the time the problem I see is churches use social media as like a bulletin board. Like, yeah, Here's where our men's breakfast is. Here's where our ladies' conference is. Here's where these things are. Yeah. And it can be used for that, but I think primarily we need to use it as a means of communication of the gospel, of maybe a Sunday sermon series.
Right.
Do you want to say anything about that?
Well, yeah, we discussed before, too often is, like you said, they're used as a bulletin board to people that already know those things. Mm. They didn't need that reminder. They're already planning on going. They know where it is. They know where the classroom is or what time to be there. But like you said, we need to be using social media to reach people that do not know about us. They need to know, you know, hey, we're having this, maybe we're having a special day, or you know, you can connect with a group if you, you know, visit church or visit a small group or something like that. But to have, you know, social media is not for those minute, tiny details. It's just to have a what's a good word for just kind of an overview of your church, of your ministry. And you've given a lot of, you know, advice.
Yeah,
on that.
I think so people might get frozen of like, what do I post if I don't just post events? So I'm not saying don't post an event. Because if, you know, I'm new to the area, I want to know you're doing something. But it's really bad when the last thing you posted was an event that happened a couple months ago. So I think some takeaways you could do is like on social media, let's post some events that we're doing as a church, maybe things we're doing in the community. Maybe post things about your volunteers. Those who are volunteering at church and they love it, maybe post a picture about them so that people know that there's like caring people at the church. Use it as like a messaging, like you would on a Sunday morning. What would you preach or teach Sunday morning? Do that Monday through Friday. You know, there's 5 days in a week that you can reach people, thousands of people, and just submitting a photo. So think about, maybe there's a verse, maybe it's a quote from your pastor, maybe it's a current sermon series that you're in right now. But post things that are relevant to your church that show visitors, as well as those already attending your church, what to expect, and then use it as like a means of teaching. So I think those are good things that they can do.
Sure. Let's talk about something. You have anything else digital you want to talk about? Or you want to talk about something physical? It's a little bit of both. Let's take something you designed, like a print or like a digital outreach, I guess it'd be physical, actually.
Like a gospel tract?
Like a tract or a connection card of some kind, okay. You know, some kind of event going on. Give us a little bit of your philosophy when, once again, all these different types of communication, the communication culture, what are some few things that you would put into a design? Just, and Matt, he's incredible, he could talk about this all day long, but just a few small things that if it comes to, hey, I do want to be cutting edge. I want to be relevant. I don't want to be left behind. What are some things that churches can do in their materials, just kind of in a general sense, that would kind of help them in that area?
So let's say someone's looked at your website, they looked at your social media, and they're interested in coming. They know where you're located. So they come to your church. You know, what's the very first thing we give them? We give them a bulletin, you know, and we expect visitors to sign a connection card. Well, all of your pieces that you give to them, for one, no, don't bombard them with hundreds of cards for this event, this ministry, because it's just overwhelming. So what I would do is, a lot of churches have what they call like a visitor's booklet. It's something that's compact and it has everything that the visitor needs to know. So you give them a visitor's booklet, and then you also give church members them a bulletin. But the overall theme I would say is, it all needs to be cohesive. You don't want your visitor's booklet to have this color scheme, mm-hmm. your bulletin to have this color scheme. You want to make sure that it looks consistent and it communicates one message. Whatever that one message is, maybe it's the same message that's on your website. You know, put that on your bulletin on the front cover. Put that on your visitor's booklet. And like, you know, we've been saying in the last episodes, is like, it needs to be them focused. I think that's probably the most important thing, is what is on the front of your bulletin, what's on your visitor's booklet. It should be all about them and how you help them. Is that where you're going with that question?
Right, yeah, right.
Oh, okay, cool.
You got a little bit into a story brand a little bit there. And we're going to have a couple episodes coming up about that very soon. But no, it was pretty much exactly just a brief overview of how to communicate that. Let's talk about another form of physical communication, or lack thereof. Something that really can be frustrating is if someone is visiting a new church for the first time and they get to the property and they have no idea where to go. And a lot of times signage comes in with this. And signage on campus, it's a little bit of a newer thing. It's kind of gaining a lot of steam. But this is the way we look at it, is if someone was to come on your church campus without talking to anyone, of course you want people to be warm and friendly, I understand that. But if they've never been to your campus before, they should be able to navigate the entire campus just by seeing signs, seeing, you know, good quality signage. They shouldn't have to ask anybody if they don't want to. So let's talk about that for just a second. And churches, some of them do this very well. Other ones, they walk in and they have no idea where to go. They don't know where to drop off their kids. They don't know where the auditorium is. So let's talk about that as far as good communication just for daily operations on a Sunday.
Yeah. So signage is an important tool to help people know where they need to go. So one thing you can do is be like a new member. Don't have any assumptions. When you walk into your church lobby, where do you go? Maybe even talk to your greeters and say, hey, what happens when you see a new person come in, right? Do they look confused? Where do they head first? You know, I told you the other day in our church that we go to, a lot of people come in and they tend to turn to the right, which is not where they're supposed to go, and it's just a bunch of nurseries rather than going straight to the auditorium. So one thing is, you just put a sign right in the middle of the lobby so they know where to go. So I think signage is really important. And then the next step is, you know, we have a lot of ministries that we call certain names, and that's fine. But those are very internal names. So when a new member comes to your church, you know, and they see Crosspoint class over there, or Engage youth over there, they don't know right away what those things mean. So I would try to keep the names on your signage generic, like children's ministry over there, teens over here, auditorium over there. And then your greeters also should be very trained to know and see when a new person comes in, so that way they can help. Signage does help, but obviously it's nice to have a person take them to where they need to go, rather than just no one's there.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. As we begin to wrap up here, one of the most practical things that I think, you know, each church leader could do is make a list of all these different things. You know, write down signage, your screens, your bulletins, your website, and go through. Once again, you have to listen to the two previous episodes to know where I'm talking about here. Is give a, write down all those things and then put beside it where you think those fall in all these categories. Meaning, okay, website, is that out of touch communication in your opinion? Is it, maybe you have some signage, but is that signage very poorly invested communication? Is that something that could be better? When it comes to things like, you know, hey, maybe you are, you know, very creative the way you use your screens, or you might use you know, short films and a message or something like that. Maybe those things you think you're very creative, you're kind of on top. So I would suggest, and you know, Matt, you can kind of, you know, speak to this a little bit, because once again, you touch all of us in one point or another in your designs, is where do each of these things fall? Prioritize them. Say, hey, my website is simply out of touch. If it comes to the culture communication of my website, it's 10, 15 years old. It looks like it was made in 1995, and that is where I should put some money into, or just, you know, put some thought into it. And you can go through each category, whether it's something physical, digital. Just say, hey, I'm going to be honest with myself and say, yep, this is very poor communication on my part. And just go from there. And from there, you can actually say, hey, now I have a plan. I have something I can actually put some action items to improve.
So I think the biggest takeaway from today's podcast is write down a list of the different touch points that maybe a new person that might come to your church would encounter. So number one would be your church website. Does it communicate the right message at the top of your site? Number two is social media. Do you post regularly? Do you post more than just events at your church? Do you need someone that might need, that knows social media, to take over that? Number three would be, once they get to your church property, right? Are there maybe some places that you could use signage? Does your signage need more clarity? And then number four, once they get into the auditorium, you know, does the screens match the bulletin? Does it match the visitor's booklet? The little gift bag that they get with the visitor's booklet, does it communicate the same message that your website communicates, that your screen communicates? You want everything to communicate one single message that's clear to them, and most importantly, that gives value to them as a new member at your church.
Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Church Media HQ. In addition to weekly teaching and training content like this, Church Media HQ also provides monthly graphics free every single month. You can sign up to have them delivered to your inbox, once again, for free. We do monthly graphics every single month, usually something to do with that time of year, you know, season might change, things like that. We also do give away a certain amount of short films. We produce those here for free. And that is what Church Media HQ is all about, just resources that church leaders can use to enhance their communication. So for myself and our head designer, Matt LaCron, we will see you next time at Church Media HQ, where we equip church leaders to maximize their impact through the power of communication.